Now Legos. Who doesn't love them? Giant bricks, tiny bricks. You can make them into anything you want, from Star Wars characters to cathedrals. Last week, Lego announced its latest project, Braille Bricks. It's a kit of interlocking bricks, each with a Braille letter, number, or math symbol on the top, fully compatible with existing Lego pieces. The project is intended to help make it more fun to learn Braille at a time when Braille literacy is steadily declining. Joining us to talk about why that is and why it matters is Kate Cadillac. She's the Assistant Director of College Success at Perkins School for the Blind, and she's with us from WBUR in Boston. Kate, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First, could you set the table for us? I mean, how do we know that fewer children are learning Braille?
We know there are fewer children learning Braille because of research that's been done showing that about 12% of students who are blind are getting Braille instruction or no Braille.
And why might that be?
Well, one possible reason is because more and more students who are blind or visually impaired are being mainstreamed in public schools. And because an emphasis often gets placed on the core curriculum, math, science, and reading, history, there's little time left to teach Braille.
Well, talk a little bit about the impact of technology on kids learning Braille, if you would. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, audiobooks, voice recognition software. Do you think that that's a factor as well?
I do think audiobooks and other technology is a factor. Audiobooks are wonderful, but when you think about listening to an audiobook, there is really important and specific information that you're missing. You're not hearing how words are spelled, grammar, punctuation, where does a paragraph begin and end? And Braille is a wonderful opportunity to give that information to readers.
Could there also be a social motivation? I'm thinking now, like if you get on the subway or the metro or the T, people are going to be plugged into their devices. And I'm just wondering if maybe if people are visually impaired, they might just want to do what everybody else is doing.
I completely agree with you. If I'm on the train and someone looks over and I have a Braille book out, they immediately recognize that's someone who is blind and they read in a different way from me. But if I have an iPad out and I'm reading by listening with an earpiece in my ear, no one really gives me a second glance.
Do your students tell you that?
They do. The students often say things like, but I just want to fit in. I want to look like everyone else. And the people next to me aren't reading Braille, so why should I?
So answer the question, why should they? I mean, if it's easier to get along without having to rely on Braille, tell me why you think it's still important. I'm just wondering if you're having a hard time making the case to parents as well as the students.
It's really not a hard sell to parents because we show them the data. We give them evidence that suggests students, when learning Braille, they're more likely to get employment and have greater academic gains as well later in life.
How did you learn Braille, by the way? Do you mind if I ask?
That's fine. I became blind when I was about 15 years old, when I was in high school. So I began learning Braille when I became blind. Although I'm not a fast Braille reader, I know the code, and so I use it in very functional ways. For instance, at home, my makeup is labeled in Braille, so I can identify the differences in colors. There are Braille tags that I can put on my clothing. In my office, many of my files are labeled in Braille, and it helps me with organization and other things.
That's Kate Cadillac, Certified Teacher of Students with Visual Impairments at Perkins School for the Blind. Kate, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.